Subset C is the purchase of a couple vehicles from state bid. Mr. Bush has got our staff report.
Evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. Up for consideration tonight is the approval of the 2019 vehicle purchases using the IFB 1431 2019 year or newer vehicle state contract bid pricing. This is following through in prior council's direction in trying to get the best price, the best value, and purchasing our equipment and vehicles earlier in the year instead of waiting later in the year. This year, we have just two vehicles that are being purchased. One is out of the equipment replacement fund, which is the three-quarter ton crew cab pickup, and the other comes out of the police budget, which is their four-door sedan, which is a Dodge Charger. We're going to buy these off of the state bid. However, we're going to use our local dealer, Scott Peterson of Sturgis, will be for the Ford pickup, and Scott Peterson of Belfouche has honored the price for the Dodge Charger for the police department. So kind of the same drill as what we've done before in the previous years. So we would ask for you to approve both of those contracts and amounts, both to Scott Peterson Motors in Belfouche and Scott Peterson Motors here in Sturgis. I'd be happy to answer any of your questions.
I got one. I don't know if it might be for Daniel, too, but when the police budget, that doesn't ever interact with the equipment replacement fund. That's what I'd like you to address.
They're separate.
Yep. And that's the way it's been. And when that's
Just because the police department every year receives another vehicle, it's just been easier to maintain that as part of their general operating fund. Each year, there might be different types of vehicles that are purchased, an SUV versus a truck versus a sedan. But then what happens that budget year, we just increase it by $3,000 or $4,000, whatever it is to meet that. A sedan usually is kind of the more affordable option. The equipment replacement fund covers the majority of the city's vehicle fleet, but not all of it.
Thanks, Daniel.
Would you explain the first 64th and the second?
Oh, okay. So the equipment replacement fund is designed to make sure that the city's fleet is in a little better condition than what it has been in the past. And so, as I previously had said, the majority of the vehicles that the city has are included in there. So including things like garbage trucks, as well as just the trucks that Public Works uses, dump trucks, and also the vehicles that various different city departments use. Those are all recorded, and then we have an average life expectancy of the vehicle, and then also what the anticipated replacement value is. And so we have an annual cost that mathematically you can just figure out what that annual cost is. And you add that all up, and then that ideally is the amount of revenue that will come into the fund. Honestly, we have been a little short the last couple of years in that, but we are getting close to what the budgeted requirement is, which means we need to try to get our vehicles to last 6 months or a year, kind of longer than what was anticipated, which so far hasn't been a problem. The funding for that comes from two sources. One is when we hold our annual auction to kind of get rid of older vehicles and equipment like that. The majority of those funds are placed into the equipment replacement fund. And the other funding comes from sales tax. And so, for example, if you go to Lynn's and buy $100 worth of groceries, you pay $6.50 in taxes, $4.50 goes to the state, $1 goes to the city's general fund, and then 16 cents goes to the city's equipment replacement fund, and 84 cents goes to the city's capital improvement fund.
And folks, that is huge. We never had that before 2014. Our fleet never had an opportunity for scheduled rollover.
Is there any further discussion or a motion?
Move to approve.
First by Mike.
Second.
Second by Becca. Any last discussion, public or council? We're spending money here, so we better roll call again. Terry, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.